gods above and below and separate myth from truth. Join us for the Great Old Ones.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back. As the party heads down the peaks, making their way back through the forests on the side of the mountain, hopefully to get into the plainlands and hills and eventually find themselves in Veronia, where they were eventually supposed to go about a year ago, maybe more at this point, worth of game time. It's been a year in real world time, which is hilarious.
Are we still in like frigid wasteland? Is it still really cold?
No, you guys have gotten down to a fairly tempered climate.
Like for coffee. Bees? Bees are okay?
Yeah, I would assume bees would probably be
okay. Grassland or forest or
yeah, you guys are getting into like a upper, it's chilly, but it's not cold. There's a lot of green. And coming from a lot of gray and ice from underneath the ground into kind of the blue wide skies, you're starting to get into areas where there's a lot more tree canopy as you're coming down the side of the mountain. Teeth of the World are huge, man. They're big fucking mountains. And if you're dealing with a planet that's already 2 times the size of Earth, well, 2.5 times the size of Earth, you know, what we consider a big mountain is a big fucking mountain. So you guys are coming down kind of like, I think the Ozarks, you know, leaves still in the trees, but they're starting to turn. Not a lot of wild animal presence.
I'm sorry, now it's autumn? You said, or late summer, maybe?
Late summer.
Okay.
So,
The whole time we're around, we had, like, that time warp effect when we were in the...
Fluctuations, yeah. So you guys are heading down the mountain. I'm going to say that you've probably got about 2 days of travel until you start to hit, like, a more thinned out tree line area. So is there anything you guys want to accomplish during those 2 days of travel?
Yeah, talking to Reavy.
Okay. Yeah.
By the way, so what did you learn?
I'm going to pass by and walk over to Waif.
Okay.
Thus ignoring you, and I'm going to precariously approach and ask, who's the dream whisperer?
And she kind of looks at you, and she kind of cuts her eyes, and she says, well, I mean, that's a name that could be given to a multitude of people, I would assume.
Well, who's the one trying to access the Forge of Jorgen?
Well, there's a lot of people trying to get into War's Forge. There's a lot of forces that would probably be trying to siege that. Anybody who had the Forge of War would possibly be the most powerful army on this or any other plane. I can imagine that there would be quite a few entities who would be trying to gain access and reignite those flames, but as far as I know, they have not been ignited or at least lit in quite some time.
Do the Five of Seven entering the Land of Dead ring any bells?
The Five of Seven? Maybe. I mean, there are the Seven... What? What was that?
Go ahead.
Oh, no. By all means, please tell me.
Well, I have an idea of who these Seven are, but I need to know why only 5 are trying to get in.
Well, who do you think the 7 are?
Pride, wrath, lust, gluttony, envy.
Well, if it's those 7, the deadly 7, the 7 that sit upon the sin chairs, it would make sense that 5 have always been at joined purposes and 2 have not. Wrath and pride have never fallen in step with their brethren.
So who whispers to them?
That I don't know.
Everyone, we have a very, very large problem.
Your bone-armed friend?
ignore him in the meantime.
Well, he carries one of the 7's weapons. It's right there in his arm.
Ravi?
Yes?
I would like to talk to you in private.
Okay.
Oh, sweetie. Hopefully it's not a lover's quarrel. She says that to Gregory. And Gregory seems really, really fascinated by some tree growth. And then she kind of gives Logoth that look.
Okay, so we're in private now?
About as private as can be with all of our friends.
Just walking around outside.
Then we need to go 20 feet backwards, by the way.
All right.
Okay.
I walk with you until you feel we are private.
Okay. I will not talk to her. All right? she pushes my buttons, and that's not a good look to have. All right?
Yeah.
Okay. It's so there's no like Maya quote for this, but here's what Waif is, okay? Is Goeth in Faust says, "I am the spirit that says no, that all things are wont to come to an end, better than nothing should have been at all. Chaotic evil at its best," okay?
Oh, that's so sweet of you. Like, as a player, thank you. I appreciate you. Continue. I'm sorry.
You're welcome. Okay. It's the idea that all of creation is just something to obscure, right? It's the idea that nobody can have an appreciation of the ephemeral. That's who she is, okay? Nihilistic and destructive. People like me, I realize our relationship has been transactional thus far. People like me adhere to a code. We adhere to the idea that Maya should be preserved. People like her do not adhere to that code. People like her would rather see destruction happen than anything else.
And if I told you perhaps that destruction that she seeks can be stopped, but that change...
I would seek to stop it. That being said, I don't think that that's going to come from her hand.
It won't. It will come from who she's tethered to.
Fair enough. Oh my god.
I promise you, we're on the right path.
Your promise is good enough for me.
But, wow. I seek the same thing as you. Waif is too unbalanced and will have to be sealed.
Well, if you got a magic coin to do that, please.
Unfortunately, that's something I don't have. I don't think that's anything we're going to find out here in the woods, but I think when we get to the city, things might become a little clearer. When I spoke to Solaris, there were many things said, and Gregory is a key just as much as he is a witness to this.
I really wish that you would inform me as to this. Also, I wish that somebody would roll... Pardon me. That's metagaming. I wish that somebody knew anything of Waif. How do I slay a dog 1,000 years ago and become a demigod, and nobody knows anything about Waif if she's been here for that long?
We've been trapped because of the walls.
There were at least 2 people that knew about me.
Yes, but history hasn't been revolving the way that you think it has. It's come to a standstill. Now that we're finally being able to journey out, we can actually begin to process and put things back together. Why has it been for 1,000 years that she didn't finish her plan for destruction in the first place?
Why is it that somebody has heard about me, but nobody has heard about her?
Because she's like a fairy tale?
Please don't use that word, but...
Nothing that's exactly happening now between you or the chessmen or Waif, none of that should exist, it feels.
Yes. That being said, if somebody's heard about me, why has nobody heard about her?
Because she doesn't have any traction in the world. I don't know.
We're kind of going at a leisurely pace, Allegan is flipping through his book, looking up anything about positive aligned elementals.
Okay.
She's only been attached to Father Gregory from what I know from their past attachment. So therefore, something else had to have kept her busy this entire time.
Yes, I know. That's a good point.
But she's neither a horseman nor...
You don't lose parts of your body without making an impression on history, okay?
Yeah, check out your arm.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, look at it. okay? You don't lose parts of your body by not making an impression on history.
Ogun just wandered by in the middle of the conversation.
Listen, I understand you have history. We have something that we need to finish. We need to make it to the city to finish this. That's pretty much what we have to do right now. I'm not sure what we can accomplish standing out here in the middle of nowhere while someone seeks to bring about the devouring of Maya and consuming magic. I think that should be more of a precedent. However, why is it that you have one of the deadly sins or the deadly seven's weapons is what I want to know right now.
That's a big question.
Yes, it is.
I've been truthful with you. I feel you owe it to everyone else to be just the same.
Look, I realize that our arrangement as party members has been very transactional. I feel as if I've always made my end of the transaction. Believe me when I say that there's much bigger fish to fry here, all right? And also, the more I know and the more you can tell me, the more I can help.
The more I want to know is if you're working for the Seven.
He is. He's working for some element of them, she says from 20 so feet above or down the way.
You cannot trust her.
Oh, you can't trust me. You carry one of the seven elemental weapons, the binding weapons of balance, and yet you go up against seven other forces, seven other pieces on the board, seven who seek to change the tides for their own will. What makes your seven any greater than these seven?
I will not address her. I need you to know.
Oh yeah, you guys can all hear this.
I need you to know that I'm the devil, you know.
Such a good choice of words.
I'm going to turn around and go, to be fair, Logoth, we've been talking about these seven for quite a while on this little trip you've joined us on, and you failed to mention that you own one of their weapons and clearly know more than we already know. And this lady has been a bit more upfront with her intentions and stuff than you have. So guys, really, she's a bit more trustworthy at the moment.
It's a wonderful thing that she manipulates the way that she does.
Allegan, what's up?
I think we're talking about different sevens.
Double sevens?
Did
14?
Did Waif
like the original 100% seven? 100%
confirm that she was talking about, well, let's just go ahead and say it, the seven deadly sins? Or did she just say the seven?
I don't know. I can't remember now.
No, it's great. Everybody else that's going to translate to her better translate to her.
Perhaps. Hey, I just want to reiterate, I'm keeping watch all around us while they're arguing.
Yeah, I'd like you to throw me two perception checks, Jim, please.
The seven that she did mention were the deadly seven, and that Pride and Wrath don't want to play with their brothers and sisters.
Okay, but then she mentioned Logoth's carrying.
She mentioned a seven. This is what she fucking does, okay? She fucking manipulates.
So, Logoth, which seven? What's the other seven?
Just kind of clearing the fog. I'm going to go ahead and say that she's talking about the seven planes.
Oh, there are more than seven planes, little friend.
Yeah, there's seven. Nine.
There's seven upon seven upon seven. Seven above, seven below, seven here.
I am running sense motive on Logoth.
Yeah. Okay.
I can already tell you that part of that was deflection.
You can't run a sense motive on a player, by the way. You either believe a player or you don't believe a player.
Well, Logoth, I don't believe you because you are still not telling the truth about your sword.
Which is manipulative.
I did say on the first day it was pure negative energy.
That's not completely accurate. It's pure void. I mean, it's...
Tomato, potato.
I mean, hate isn't the opposite of love. Apathy is the opposite of love, right? Like, it's...
Perception just... check. Perception check.
From?
John Michael.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Perception check from me?
Yeah, perception check.
Okay. Sorry.
No, this is an interesting moment. Logoth needs a perception check.
Yep.
I would have already called Mabees too, I just didn't say anything, because I didn't want to interrupt the conversation.
It's all good. It's going to take them a while.
Type it out.
Yeah, when in doubt, type it out. They will come. It will just take them quite some time. You guys are pretty far away.
Yes.
Waif's expression changes for the first time since you've ever seen her expression change to something other than like a mirthful annoyance towards you when you make that statement.
No, which statement did I make?
When you bring up love.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, that's the first time you've ever seen any change in her demeanor whatsoever.
Yeah, I know. Apathy. Apathy is what she is. Yeah.
No,
what I'm telling you, what I'm trying to express to you is that's different. You see her actually have like a human reaction, well, not a sympathetic reaction when you mention the word love.
Okay.
So you may log that away, but that's the first time you ever see her actually like have a reaction as opposed to her normal demeanor.
A quickie comment.
Yeah.
Logoth, let's just be honest. You're not being honest. You're still not telling us about the sword. You're still not telling us about the seven that you serve.
He only serves one. She says that.
You are feeding the monster by listening to her.
I'm not even listening to her. I'm listening to you, and you're not even saying anything.
Put your cards on the table, old man.
I'm not going to address her. Almost.
Come on, Logoth. The hound is loyal to the hand that has food in it. Offer us up some treats, man.
No, he's loyal to the one he loves. And all that man loves is death. And turns around and he walks. She just keeps walking. And Gregory's like, I believe this is a sparrow. Keeps writing in his notebook. She goes, is it now? Tell me more about that. And then he proceeds to explain to her all of these book learnings that, you know, as if a man has never seen a bird before in his life, but is explaining in detail every encyclopedia entry that he has read about one. And she seems thoroughly interested in everything that he's saying to her. And they continue to walk down the mountain.
I follow behind them, and I nod for Mativis and others to join me. But I give a glare at Logoth, because this is not over.
Like, that he might serve death?
Yes.
It's a part of life, okay? You have to die.
So now, why was it so hard to admit it? I saw her full trace.
Yeah.
I have that same feeling.
And yet, if I was to say this to the entirety of the party, what do you think would have been the reaction?
Probably much like we're having right now. We're frustrated with you for not saying anything.
No, you're frustrated with me for not being forthcoming.
Okay, first of all, what just flew across the map?
Oh, nothing's flying across the map. I'm just going to explain what you guys are seeing as you're walking down the walking down the path. So Ogun and Ravy and Mativis are walking down down the mountain. Gregory has stopped at a tree and Wave connected to his shadow, and he are inspecting the tree as he is making a little sketching of a bird. Anu is with Allegan right now.
And Nydia should be with Logoth.
I believe, yeah, Nydia is back here with Logoth. Yeah.
How far away can Gregory be from her before she's tethered?
10 feet.
Okay.
And what you guys see down, so you kind of come through the tree line, you can see this stream. It's probably 15 foot across, and there is a massive boar. It is huge. It has like these plates of stone coming out of its side. It's got these plates of stone running down its spine. Its tusks seem to be made of rock. Its hooves seem to be made of stone, and its hair is very, like, kind of luxurious and almost, like, cloudy in nature. It's just this very beautiful, massive specimen of a boar. And then there are three smaller boar drinking from the stream, and the larger boar, you know, its tail's not swishing, it's not indicating in any way, shape, or form any kind of like fear or flight mechanism. And as you guys kind of come in across this hill, looking down at it, it looks up at you, and it just kind of makes eye contact with each of you individually, each of you being Mativis, Ravi, and Ogun. It sees you all. And you know, looking at it, that it sees you, and you see it. And it has taken no posture, no action. It's merely looking at you, taking you in.
Does the plates and stuff on the boar, is that normal for...
No.
That wouldn't be normal.
Yeah, this is the three smaller boar, that's like a normal size for a boar. That's normally what it looks like a razorback. This thing looks like it has been imbued with the natural energies around it, much like the giant viper that you guys saw outside the tree.
But it's not, like, infected with the sickness?
Well, I'm going to leave that decision upon you to make.
Oh, okay, okay, I got you.
Can I make I'm going to make a quick scan of its body, looking for that kind of, like, a arrow that was in that stag.
Got it. Throw a perception.
Ba-ba-ba. Careful, Mativis.
So I got a plus two on this.
Shit, 27. Yeah, no. You don't see any extra eyes. You don't see any of the goo. You don't see any of the webbing that where the stag split open and had all the extra muscle and sinew and stuff pouring out. No arrow. This thing actually looks much like that viper, like a paragon of natural form. It looks like a nature entity. And it looks keenly aware. This thing is looking at you, not like you would expect an animal to look at you.
Call for Nydia.
I turn to Logoth and I say, "You're right, you do talk a lot." And then I'll walk towards Ravy. Did you call me about a boar?
We seem to have found a friend, another. Possibly. Can you possibly speak to this one?
Well, I would like to do... Would it be a nature check or a medicine check to see if they have the blight?
That would be knowledge nature. You are not detecting any kind of blight on them. You're not seeing any signs of the blight whatsoever. Jim... The larger boar is radiating a great deal of natural magic.
Just looking at them, since it doesn't seem to be the blight, the sickness, then I'm going to assume maybe they're a druid. And I'm going to make a big assumption and wonder if they speak fey. And say, "Hello, we're just passing through."
Question.
Yeah.
You say that in what?
Fae.
Okay, hold on. Okay. Allegan, Logoth, make perception checks for me. Waiting for that die roll. Tell ya. Okay. That's a nat 20.
Tanika, you look very druidy with your leopard blanket.
Thank you, my love. It's cold in California.
That is fucking weird. Okay. That is weird, but your hair is beautiful and I love everything about it.
Thank you.
And if mine grew like it used to, it would look like that. By the way, anybody listening, Casual Hex, there's a zine that's coming out, Tanika.
Uh-huh.
Can we talk about that real quick?
Yeah, the comic comes out on March 15th, but we will have a zine available at Emerald City Comic Con, which is March 14th through the 18th.
And I have seen the art that has gone up on Twitter for this thing, and I've been following it, like, just, oh, it is, the art is so good, and I know the story is going to be so fucking cool, and I am pumped, for, like, day one fan, pumped. So I cannot wait to see this shit. I am imploring you all, find it, buy it, order it, do whatever you can do to get your hands on it, because it's going to be the hotness. I promise you that.
You'll find Casual Hex on Webtoons and our website, casualhex.me. M-E.
Cool.
It's going to be fucking dope.
Okay. I'm just going to ask to make sure you put it in out order it, so great.
Yeah, it's going to be so good. I'm sure your artistic companion has tired of me retweeting and gushing over everything that gets posted, because I fucking love every...
Loves you. Thank you so much.
Every moment just kills me. But yeah, sorry, back to the game. So, Nydia, this boar kind of steps forward to about here, and it kind of takes this this posture. It's not angry, but it's like a like big man posture, big energy. It doesn't speak. Yeah, big boar energy. it doesn't speak, but it kind of like it knows you're there. You can't understand it as it makes like a deep guttural sound, but it's like taking you in, like hello. Kind of. That's the impression. Yeah, that's the vibe you get.
And that's Nydia's response is, hello!
And Tavius kind of like tries to make himself look bigger.
I think we mean you no harm. We will not harm your boars, right, everybody?
No. Ravy puts her hands up as, no, not looking to kill boars.
Nope. We just need to
covers, but I'm not needing those right now.
We just need to pass through. We're on a really important mission, and we will not disturb your land as much as we can. Just make our way through.
Question.
Uh-huh.
Faye. Are you still speaking in Faye?
Faye. Yeah.
Cool. Allegan, Logoth, you have 2 rounds. React as you see fit.
Guys, we need to take cover now. Now we have 3 archangels coming our way.
What?
I agree. Yep.
there's no cover. What?
No, there's not.
I see rocks and I think I see trees or bushes.
Yeah, the big green patches are trees. And the gray patches are bushes, and then there is grass.
I'm going to head back to Father Gregory.
Mm-hmm.
If I have movement.
You do have movement, yeah.
The gray things are bushes?
The gray things are rocks, like rocky outcroppings.
I'm also going to get by Gregory, and you said to roll initiative?
Yep, this will be initiative. Let's get into initiative.
All right,
squad, let's fall in formation.
I want to touch everybody that I can, all of my buddies, including Gregory, and give them resistance, +1 on saves.
Wow, Mativis.
You rolled a nat 1?
Oh, on no. On initiative. Hey, at least you got out of the way on initiative.
That's true.
I'm going to also... do something I shouldn't. I'm going to take Father Gregory's free hand.
Right.
I'm going to grab it, and I'm going to ask him to hide.
Okay.
And I'm going to shout the same to the boars. I'm going to tell them that that archons are coming.
Alright, so let me go through this initiative order just to make sure we're on point. Allegan is going on a 19. Logoth is going on a 18. Nydia, let's see, then we got Nydia at a 15. Ogun is at a 16, so he actually is coming in earlier. Ravy, when Ravy walks over and grabs Gregory's hand and says, hide, and he kind of looks at you and he says, oh, okay, and he goes to turn, Waif looks you in the eye, and you get the sense that she appreciates you. And she says, I can help.
I don't want them to know you're here yet.
Fair enough.
Could you wait?
She kind of, I think she gets where you're coming from.
Yeah.
And she kind of takes Gregory and she goes, come on. And she puts her arm kind of over him, and the cloak with the as she pulls the hood up, the cloak, the five black stars that are making the crown, they create shadow, but it blends so perfectly with the shadow from the light through the trees that when the two of them, she kind of backs the two of them underneath the tree, you're less than 5 feet away and you start to lose focus on where the hell they are.
Okay.
Against the tree. So she just kind of pulls him into the tree. And you think, well, throw a perception check for me, because I'll give it to you if you can pull it. Yeah. You're 90% certain she says, sweetie, you need to be quiet. Like, you're 90% certain you hear that. And she just kind of back into the tree. So then, Tevis, you're going on... Ravy's a 3. That goes down, so Waif and Greg are on a 2. Mativis is on a 1. Top of the order, you have one round to prep because Logoth fucking killed it with perception check and Allegan. So you got one round to prep. What are you doing? You don't know what direct... They're coming from the south. That's what you know. They're coming from the south. From down the mountain, and they're flying fast.
From the mountain?
From flying up.
Flying up to the mountain. Okay.
Up towards the mountain. Yeah, and they're coming in fast.
This is the same day that we started traveling, right? We have not stopped and camped?
Yeah.
Okay.
You guys have camped twice.
Oh.
You've had 2 days of travel to this point.
Okay.
So you should be healed up, and you've camped twice.
We've argued in between, pretty much.
Yes, there's been a lot of bitching.
And then I was reminded of this. I saw it. Technically, I have a resistance to positive energy.
Yes.
So I don't know what that means as far as my healing or any encounters with archangels, but I will trust that you will let me know if anything changes.
I will.
All right, and I'm going to, I guess, try and duck behind a rock.
Okay, so there's this little fucking black dragon. It's like a backpack on you. And it's kind of clinging to you. And you're ducking behind a rock, and its little face kind of comes up next to yours. And you kind of look over, and it opens another set of eyes. Like, the little otter face has 2 eyes. Now it has 4 little eyes. And now it has 6 little eyes. And they're all these little orange eyes. And it's kind of looking, and it just goes, I don't like the looks of those.
Oh my gosh!
Was that in Helic, Draconic?
In your head.
In my head. So I will think, yeah, this is not good. I know you're still young, but if you got anything that can help, I think we would all greatly appreciate it.
It says, hold out your arm.
I hold out my arm.
And it runs down the length of your arm, wraps its tail kind of around your neck and across your shoulder, and it coils its body around your arm, and so its head is sitting like on top of your hand, and it says, point me in their direction. And its little wings kind of coil up out of its back.
I'll pop up from behind the rock and hold hold the little guy in their direction.
All right, cool. Let me know when you cast a spell.
Great.
I am going to pull out my sword, Thelonious.
Okay.
I'm going to quickly call for my bird.
Like the shattered crystals and pieces of prism of knowledge kind of coalesce together. Thelonious appears in the air next to you. It's ready, like fucking ready. Like, you get the impression, like, fuck yeah. Fuck these feathered bastards. Let's go. Like,
I hate Archons. I've hated them since the beginning of this game.
Yeah. Solarians have no time for those winged bastards, so Thelonious is just like, oh yeah, let's fucking do it. Like, is more than ready. All right, so next up on the stack, Logoth, what are you doing?
So I'm going to be drawing the Void Blade right here, and I'll hold action till top of the order.
When you pull the Void Blade out, it's as if you're in a dusty room, and you don't think that there's any air, but there might be a slight cross breeze from somewhere, and the particles are blowing towards Allegan.
Ooh, Allegan, get down, get down!
I don't even know if you'd have enough time to say that. I'm just, from the Void Blade, the particles, they're blowing in Allegan's direction. So that's mental note there. Next on the stack, Nydia. What's Nydia doing?
Well, the last meal that they had, that we had, I would have done a hero's feast. Can I retroactively have done that?
I'm gonna. What? That's plus two.
It's a plus a lot of things.
I'm gonna go ahead and say yes.
Okay.
So.
All right. So.
Oh yeah, she's been wanting to. Nine has been wanting to do that for a while.
Yeah.
Well, I try to do that every time we go to sleep or wake up. So y'all get you get 10 hit points. 10 hit points. You get a plus one morale bonus to attack rolls and will saves, plus four on saving throws against poison and fear.
All right, so Ravy pulls the
magic.
Ravy pulls Thelonious.
Well, I'm gonna ready my hammer. I'm gonna pray for divine favor from Clang. That's all I got going on. So.
Awesome, ready Judah.
Yeah,
I love that name.
Pray that Clang guide my hand and aid me in this fight.
And so, then,
I guess I get the 1 in 100 chance that my god will intervene.
Oh, there's a there's all sorts of things intervening right now, my friend. Mativus is standing at the ready, next to the tree, I'm assuming.
Yes, I swift draw my sword, and I also pop down the banner, which gives everyone in 60 feet, so I'll pop it here. Gives everyone 60 feet, plus 2 on morale bonus saving throws against fear, and a plus 1 morale bonus on attack rolls as part of a charge.
Does all that stack?
Yes.
My plus one resistance bonus on saves, would that then become plus four between me and Mativus?
The saving throws only against fear from the banner.
For the banner, it's only
fear. Well, you do get plus one on your attack.
It's not in total.
Well, then the Hero's Feast... does plus four as well, so that would then it would be 6 total on against fear and plus 4 against poison. I don't know if they're going to do poison, but for sure fear.
And Mativus, a hand reaches out of the shadow of the tree, and it kind of 2 fingers touch the side of your neck, and you gain 16 temporary hit points.
Nice. Do I recognize that as the sword?
No. Well, same magic, not same caster. And these things come in fucking fast. Like, they're not there, and then they're there. And the first one
just coming in to Ogun hard and fast, like just driving. Full on charge.
They're just going straight for attack. They don't say anything?
No, they don't say shit. They just come in.
Okay, like, all right, that's cool. Fast.
Yeah, no words, no parlay. They're just these angelic warriors. They're wearing, you know, they have like kind of page boy haircuts. I don't know how else to describe that kind of haircut, but it's that kind of vibe. White wings, probably 15-foot span. They're wearing light plate armor, clearly for maneuverability. They have kind of an iridescent gold crown light thing kind of going on. They're carrying a buckler in one hand and a longsword in the other. And they are just like fucking quick, just in fast. And first one just comes in, like just plows into Ogun. It's going to run into you regardless, damage wise. If it hits you, then you'll take the damage. Either way, it is like in contact with you now. Does a 19 hit?
19 does not hit, 28 does.
All right, so it hits you for 9 points of slashing. So like you have Judah ready. It comes in quick. First strike is like boom right into Judah. You kind of it pushes you back a little bit in the dirt, pushes up a little bit of dirt behind your feet. Second strike, it kind of comes in with the buckler. You realize the buckler's got an edge to it. It's and it kind of drives that into you and slashes kind of into your shoulder for 9 points of slashing damage, and then you feel almost like sunburn with that, and you take 2 additional points of light damage. That's okay. 11 in total. As that one just kind of collides with you.
Can I laugh at him?
No, by all means, laugh at it.
I will. I'm going to give him a nice Brian Blessed laugh.
The other ones, which is, this thing, it has like a cherub grin, but it's fucking unnerving. Like it's just it is disturbingly lawful in its nature as it is coming in hard and fast. The other two, their movement modifiers are not enough, but a breath away from just ramming full force into Logoth. As the one with the green dot and the red one looks like it's making a beeline directly for Allegan. Like you see their intent. You can feel the intent in their faces as they're heading towards you guys. And that is their round. I now need everybody to make, and this might be showing my hand a little bit, I need everybody to make a will save as they all begin to sing almost like a choir. God, look at this willful party. This is delightful. That should be everybody, yeah.
Like a party of Hal Jordan's up in here.
Every one of you bastards just on point. All of you make the save. They are singing this kind of choir sound. It's like being in like a big domed church. You feel the song coming from all around you. But whatever tendrils and snares this mystical song might create is not affecting you. And you're able to all of you are just like, you're ready, you're prepped, and you're able to shrug that off. You actually hear the little dragon in your head, Allegan, goes, "We need to shut them up."
Literally, Ravy screams, "Shut up!"
I love it. Top of the order, that is Allegan. What's your play?
I think to him, I don't have any silencing. I haven't memorized any silencing spells. I do have a dispel ready.
Just attack them, damn it.
All right, fine.
Tell me before you roll damage.
I'm casting Fireball.
Okay, add an additional 2d10 plus 4 to whatever your damage is.
Okay, and I'm casting it right... Let's see if I've done this math right. Yeah, like right here. So I should catch blue and red.
Okay.
You said an additional 2d10?
2d10 plus 4, and I will make my reflex... Well, I will... attempt my reflex saves. 28, 31.
Yeah, they both make it.
So I save for half?
Yeah, half of 37.
so that would be, what, 18? So I'll round up 19. Jeez, that's a lot. Okay. I'm using my phone for calculating because it's quicker.
It's okay, that's what I do too.
Awesome. You notice, you cast Fireball and it exits through your body. You feel the positive energy kind of leave your body. You watch as the spell, you know, it's almost like stop motion in your mind. You can feel the strength of the spell moving through your arm, the energy kind of flowing through your fingertips, and you're watching as the Arcanos rolls through the dragon's body as well. And as you launch the spell, in the midst of your fireball, the dragon unleashes an equally cast spell in tune with what you're casting. But as opposed to it channeling positive energy, it is channeling the most pure void that you have seen, aside from the blade being wielded by Logoth. This thing literally just shot a fireball of void energy inside of a fireball of negative energy at these archangels. So when this thing goes off, it is like a fucking... And they kind of coalesce together, and it's almost like when you're looking at a 3D image of the pink and the blue that overlap each other. That's what you guys kind of see as this spell goes off. Visually very different than what you're used to seeing. I mean, it's still a fireball, but it now has, like, much better graphics. It's kind of like going from a Game Boy to, like, a PS4. Spells just got a hell of a cool filter effect added to it. It's essentially like an M Buster from Mega Man, but in the form of a dragon. So, like, that's kind of what it looked like. Like a Dragon Buster cannon of sorts.
I'm so proud of you, Anu!
I've literally just drawn that.
Nice! And then I dropped down behind the rock.
So that is, that's what the baby just did. And that was top of the initiative. Logoth, what's your move?
How hurt does Blue Archangel look right now?
Not. I mean, it's hurt, but it's not.
Okay, 5 foot step.
Okay.
And full on attack.
Roll to hit.
Sorry, open up the character sheet again.
It's all good. Yeah, the 26 will hit for sure. 13 will not. So that would be 7-9 points of damage. That took a pretty decent little chunk out of him. Or doesn't really have. Next on the stack, Ogun. What's Ogun's move? So I need to make a Chaos Hammer. Fuck that spell. I've said it before, I'll say it again. Fuck that spell.
I'm not gonna use a Holy Smite on angels, dude. Come on.
Yeah, fuck that spell. No, me and Chaos Hammer, we go back. Me and Chaos Hammer have a tumultuous relationship.
I saw them open for King Diamond. They were really good.
Yeah. I have a pretty high will save. So we'll see what happens. 36. But I'm still taking damage, right?
Yeah, it's for half.
Well, even if I'm lawful?
Yeah, it's chaos. You unleash chaotic power to smite your enemies. Only lawful and neutral creatures are harmed by the spell.
Okay, yeah, I'm a lawful outsider. So, yeah, you'll be doing... What are we taking?
And it'll slow you for 1-6 rounds, so...
How do we determine how many rounds?
1d6.
Roll that 1d6. Damn!
So now you're slow. You took 12 and you're slow.
Yeah, jeez. Alright.
Basic!
Nicely done.
I thank Clang. Thank Clang.
Yeah, that was a pretty good... It's not in air anymore. It's now on the ground. Like, it's not... Like, it's standing. It's no longer doing that levitation bullshit. It's now standing on the ground. You knocked it down a peg, literally.
I tried to hit it in the mouth so we wouldn't have to hear it sing.
A Chaos Hammer is a beast, man. All right, so that would be Nydia. What's Nydia's play here?
I can shut them up, but judging from what just happened, I think that it wouldn't work. I need to get their will saves down. Oh, heck, let's just give it a try. I'm gonna see if I can give them the worst sore throat ever.
All right. Blue.
Nope.
Red.
Nope. Green. Wilson. They have too much will.
It was totally worth a shot.
Totally worth a shot. They have will for days, though. That's kind of the nature of what they are. Next up on the stack would be Ravy.
I'm going for blue. Okay. And I'm still screaming, shut up. And aiming a scorching ray right at its mouth.
Oh, jeez. All right, so I don't even have... It's scorching ray. I don't have a save for that. I'm just taking the damage. Because you can't save against scorching ray. So that would be... 26?
Now you made him do math.
No, it's... I mean, y'all are doing well.
Oh, I apologize. That's also a plus two.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about the plus two that we got from the Heroes Feast or whatever, right?
Well, then, next time you should remind me.
Oops.
Okay, I will give it to Ravy, but I'm not giving the extra because I'm going to be petty over 2 points of damage at this point.
Yeah, I figured, but I was making sure to get it for mine.
No, you got it for yours. We will remember moving forward.
Is that plus two plus the one from the banner as well?
Oh, I will do the one for the banner as well. Doesn't kill it, by the way. Now I'm going to flip a coin and decide if I'm going to listen to you or not. Evens, I listen. Odds, I don't.
Has it shut up yet?
It hasn't shut up yet. Something else was deciding if it was going to listen to you or not, Ravy. There was a woman making a very important life decision on if she was going to listen to you or not. Even she was going to listen to you. Or odds, she was going to listen to you. Even she wasn't. She decided that she was going to listen to you. So that is what happened. Mativis. What is Mativis doing?
Come round to the blue one and attack.
All right. A 30 will hit. 10 points of damage is substantial. It looks hurt. It looks like it's seen better days. It would be me now. Coming right there for you. Red's coming straight for you. So let's start with... We're going to start with blue. Blue's going to swing on Ogun. 15 hit. Nope. 21 hit.
21 does, though. Yeah. Or no, wait. No, it doesn't. AC 23.
So it's clanging against your armor.
I got badass armor in the city of Yiggs, so I'm good.
There you go. This one's coming at Logoth. Green's coming at Logoth. Shit. 29 hit.
I'm judging from his facial expression.
Motherfucker, you know 29 hits.
I love that meme. It's my favorite. It's my absolute favorite. And I'm assuming a 21 hits as well.
Yeah, let's assume both hit.
Now, listener at home, for my wonderful damage that I rolled, a 3, a 1, a 9, and a 1. So 14 points of damage in total. So it does putsy damage with its little, you know, angelic sword and buckler. The one coming at Allegan. Is a 30 hit Allegan?
The 30 will hit, the 16 will not.
Alright, so 4 points of slashing and 1 point of burn light damage. And everybody make a will save.
Will saves we get plus 2 on.
16, 17, 18 for me.
That's not going to help me.
DC is
21.
12. Awesome.
So I take another 4?
So what happens is there's this choir that they're singing. It's like, it makes your body feel like it's tearing itself apart. And your ears and nose and eyes start to bleed slightly. And you take 4 points of bleed damage.
I'm with Ravy's telling him to shut up. Okay, I got the damage down.
Awesome. And we are... so now... So the boars have now gotten involved. Alright. So the big boar comes in and it just rams into the green one.
Woohoo!
His name is Gore? That's awesome.
Yeah.
Thank you!
And he does a... he does 24 points. Or he hits for 24. So he does clearly hit. Does 15 points of damage to this thing. All the math. So much mass. So he rams his kind of stone tusks into the back of this one. And then the other two come in, and they are going to both attack as well. Hits. Second one misses. First one hits for an additional 11 points. These boars mess up. I mean, not badly, but they pretty much go to town on this archangel. And this one up here, it's coming towards the north to engage with red that's on Allegan. It makes it to the archangel, but it does not get a combat maneuver because it's taking its full action to get there. And we are back to the top of the stack with Allegan.
So what I wanted to do was try blasting their tongues with some magic missile, because I can hit anything that has less than total cover.
Okay.
But specific parts of a creature cannot be singled out.
Right.
So I'm just going to do an empowered magic missile on the red one.
Okay.
So I will be doing times and a half damage.
Correct. 13
plus another, so 20.
That would be, yeah, okay. You feel like the small dragon is recharging. You kind of see its sides swelling up again. But it looks like it can't do that every round.
Got it.
Yeah. But you feel like you'd probably do it next round.
Got it.
Yep. Logoth.
5 foot step, I'm flanking from this position, correct?
That is correct.
Okay. So touch attack. I'm going to use inflict major wounds. Hit or no hit?
Okay, 14. We'll hit. It's touch AC.
So this plus 8. That's a shitty roll. Let's see. 10, 16, 8 is going to be 24.
That looked like it hurt it. It's no longer airborne.
Okay.
It's now standing. Next on the stack is Ogun. The 8, it kind of knocks it away with its buckler.
Yeah, I was going to say, I pretty much missed.
Even
with all the pluses and everything, they probably missed.
Well, I think there's just a lot of chaos going on all around you. There's just too much action. Mm-hmm. And that hammer you dropped maybe got some dust in your eye.
I still yell at him to shut the hell up.
Next on the stack would be Nydia.
I'm targeting red, the Archon in red, and I'm going to give them a spell blight. If a twin, and they're, if they fail their fortitude save.
Okay.
Or a 22.
Let's roll fortitude. 16.
They failed it! Okay. So, they are now sickened, where they have a -2 penalty on all attack rolls, damage rolls, saving throws, skill checks, and ability checks. And they are shaking for one round.
Okay.
Requiring them to do a concentration check. Now, if Archons are immune to disease, then they're immune to this. So,
for purposes of narrative and me not wanting to explain more to you as players, we are going to say that this is affecting them. But I'm not telling you anything more than that, so we're going to leave it at that.
Okay.
Cool. Is Ravy. What's Ravy's pull?
Hello, Blue.
That's going to hurt. That's going to... Okay. The fire hits it, and it's standing there, and it kind of is... It is just slashed down, blocking with its buckler against Ogun, and this beam of searing light leaves Ravy's hand and enters this beast. Thelonious grabs Ravy by the back of her collar and pulls her back here. Mativis and Ogun,
And Logoth, I need you all to make reflex checks. Ogun, you're gonna be taking this one. Mativis, yeah, you may move 10 foot back. In any direction, I'm sorry. Move 10 foot away from the combatant in any direction you choose. And Logoth, you gotta hit a reflex check for me. No, that would also be a fail. You guys are taking 11 points of damage as Blue explodes.
Okay.
Just the light and energy enter it. Its body turns to stone momentarily, and then as if like a shatter spell goes off, it does 11 points of damage in all directions, including to its compatriots.
Oh no, we lost a boar.
Well, you actually lost two.
No.
Yeah, it does a substantial amount of damage to the two. I mean, the two smaller boars are dead, and the larger boar looks like it took a hellacious amount of damage.
On the plus side, we now have bacon.
There is that.
Mativis, I'm going to light your tail on fire later.
Too soon, Mativis. Too soon.
Hell of a damage roll, by the way. Next up on the stack, I'm going to make a decision. I decide to listen. Mativis, your move.
Okay, after that jump, then I just run over to the red one. Attack that one.
Okay. 29 will hit.
Noise. For 7 points of damage.
Plus 2.
Yes, sorry.
Look at that.
So 9 points of damage. Thank you, Raven.
Look at her looking out. Alright. That was Tevis. And then Will saves around the board.
My plus 2 is not going to help me at all.
Oh, there's my natural 20.
Anybody?
Temptation song. What is it? My Girl or?
Yeah. Indigata DeVita.
That's Iron Butterfly, but I'll allow it.
No, I'm sorry. Get
your plus twos.
So it would be if you have the if you made it, you're fine. If you're not, you're taking 3 points of bleed damage because it rolled. A1 for bleed damage, as the two remaining are still singing, actually.
And those of you who took damage, don't forget you had 10 temporary hit points.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that.
I've still got 23 temp hit points.
The dire board looks bad, and the other smaller board has expired. And we are now at the top of the order, Allegan.
Yeah, I guess I'm going to try an empowered shocking grasp. So when I make my touch attack, you said he's wearing metal armor?
Yes.
So I get a +3 and another 2 from everybody's buff, so I'm getting a +5 to whatever this touch is.
Okay.
So a 20.
What's the base dice for the ability?
Base dice?
Yeah, D6.
D6, yeah.
So you're rolling a 2 additional D6 as the small dragon inflates its arcane bladders, then adds the void energy to your spell.
Now, am I empowering him, his damage as well? Or is it just my spell damage?
It is empowering your spell damage.
Okay, so my spell is doing an additional
2d6. 17.
17 plus 8, so 25.
25, jeez Louise. Alright. Logoth, what's your move?
Okay, so another 5-foot step here to flank and full attack.
So the 21 more than hits it for enough. Let's see. So that's going to drop 6. So let's see. Yeah, I think we've reached critical mass here.
Don't forget that +2.
Oh my god. My god.
I got you, Loga.
You know that plus two did it, right?
Nice.
That, it is the plus two that did it. So,
what, yeah, really?
Yeah, it, the plus two is what it took to put her over the edge. Like, it just went through the math.
This motherfucker is going to explode on me, ain't
he? Yep. Well, like, yep. On all of you. Yep. So the
Present
void blade.
The void blade
cuts through its just right into its neck, stopping the song abruptly. Goes through the chest, actually comes out. It pulls one of those cool 16 samurai, like, follow the yellow brick road, man. And as it slides into two pieces, and then there's a flash of light, and I need Ogun and Logoth and the boar need to make reflex checks. The boar fails. He's gone.
No!
And I'm going to say...
15 make it?
The 15 does make it.
Okay.
But the 11 does not. I apologize. Oh, wait. That wasn't the right roll. Hold on.
Would... Oh, it's a check.
There you go.
It's not a 11. Save.
The Logoth takes 11 points of damage as this thing shatters. And we are at... Let's see. Where are we at? Where are we at? Ogun, it's Ogun's move.
I'm going to move over to try to help with the other one, I guess.
Okay.
I have a DM question.
Okay.
So, suddenly, being out in nature, I got a spell from Feltrace. Only because, as a player, I had forgotten to add it to my list when I went to level 8. And... It is a level 6 spell, but I don't have any spell slots in level 6.
Okay.
So I cannot cast it, or can you said, I?
You can't cast it. You just have knowledge of it.
I cannot cast it. Okay. Yep. All right. Then I am going to do... I'm gonna speak to the red... The angel, the Archon in red, and say, you know, your two friends are gone now. You could help us out with charitable impulse. Casting
okay,
charitable.
That's a will save.
It is DC 20. Oh, that's right. They have really good will saves. Oh.
That was it rolling a 1.
I know! Got it by 6 points in a, on a, the lowest they could get.
That's at a negative 2 for it as well.
Yeah.
Oh, alrighty then. Thank you. That's my turn. Sorry, y'all.
Next up on the stack would be Ravy.
I thank Thelonious for the earlier warning. As I position myself and tell the last one to shut up.
Fuck. That's a lot of damage. Yeah, I think that's enough. I don't see the math.
But at a 10?
Is it touched AC or are you sitting? It's regular AC.
I think Scorching Ray is touch AC.
Yeah, so she's hitting
the plus,
which is 12, but she's got the plus 2 because she's flanking,
and all the buffs.
Right. So yeah, that hits. So minus 21. We drop it to, and then minus 11. It is not dead yet. It is barely.
Is it on the ground?
Yes, it's definitely on the ground. It has 4 hit points. It's just standing there. Staggered.
So is that with my plus 2?
No, that wasn't with your plus 2, so it has 2 hit points. So it is barely unbreathing. I am going to take an action now. I crit it. I hit it. I miss it. I do more than enough damage. So from over Mativus's head, kind of between Mativus and Ravy, you see these four black daggers just kind of come out of the shadows, and two of them just like right into the eye sockets of this archangel, and it just and it drops to its knees, and it's kind of there. It's got a buckler. It's got its sword up. It's still got these. It's got these blades sticking out of its eyes, and you know, Allegan's hand is out, so now Allegan's hand's like right at eye level with this thing, and the otter fur just kind of morphs away, and you're looking at this glistening black dragon. Its scales are kind of iridescent like midnight. It's got six orange eyes on its face, kind of like spider's eyes. Its wings are kind of webbed. Its tail is long and kind of wrapped around Allegan's body, which is a very interesting juxtaposition from this being who kind of exudes positive energy and this little Mephistophelian draconic entity that exudes negative energy, and it just kind of leans forward with its little head and pops the archangel in the forehead, and the body just kind of falls back dead in the dirt. And we are out of combat.
Oh my gosh, Honor, you're so pretty.
Oh, it's pretty.
I kind of like turn my sword upside down and look at my sword hilt and like kind of line it up next to Anu. Does it look the same?
Yeah. You're right in the whole. Yeah, it all starts. All of those conversations on the bridge, all of those conversations in the dark, all of those conversations, like it all is starting to kind of sync up for you.
I don't mean to soil our victory, but Nydia, please, no more Fae, please. That's what drew them here.
Yes, 100%. That's what drew them here.
Oh, sorry, y'all. Shut up, Logoth.
Allegan still just has his hand outstretched and is just looking, like, amazed at this.
I want to come and pet Anu. Allegan, look at what Anu and you did. This is the fanciest thing ever. Getting nothing from Allegan.
Yeah, Allegan's still in kind of system shock.
Well, because, hold on, yeah, I've been following Malfest for a while.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I'm kind of... what?
And the little creature you hear in his head, in your head, it's like, sleepy now. And it just kind of crawls back and curls sort of around your neck. And you're not necessarily sure if it's a cat leaning around your neck to go to sleep, or a viper coiling around your neck to strangle the life out of you. You're not entirely sure what it is, but it's not letting go. Like, its tail is wrapped around your torso. And you get the very distinct impression that there are always two sides to a coin.
I'm just going to move very carefully now. And I just kind of walk around, just trying to get a new sense of balance with this around my neck.
Is the body of the Archon that got hit in the eyes still there?
Yes, that one did not turn to stone and explode.
I'd like to search the body.
By all means. As you are searching through the body, you will find a +2 buckler. Just push it. There is also a +2 celestial longsword.
I look at that and I give it to Mativus and tell him to hold it.
Nope.
I stab it into the ground and I keep looking.
There are two black daggers in its eyes.
Pull those out.
Okay. They look like feathers. Yes. Very. That's a moment for you right there.
The body obviously still being there, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Huh. And the wings are still intact, correct?
Yes, they are.
Not anymore, they're not.
Are you going to cut them off?
Yeah.
Stay away from the blood, though.